Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
But tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. The Beatles, I'll follow the sun. It was playing, Mike had it playing just a minute ago. He wasn't even born when that song was popular, but
nope.
He knows who the Beatles are in a big way, being a musician. Hi, it's Brian Beebe. Once again, our set time, I guess, Wednesday at 3 o'clock. We're getting a little later start today, so I'm going to rush through my intro because we have an in-studio guest today. And here's what I want to do. I sang a little bit here just now. But we're brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill all over the state and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. But I usually toss out a bunch of subjects. We talked about dead birds. I mean, we talk about it. Where do they go when they die? Anybody got any ideas? We want you to call in. We're on madisontalks.com. We're live on Facebook. But you can call in and comment, and you can... And let me refresh my page, just like I reminded myself here. Ready? Okay. So you can call in and you can comment or ask questions about music or any other silly stuff we talk about here on this show. I wanted to just, Mike, back me up on this, man. I want to talk about a lot of things, but one of the things that's always kind of been a funny thing for me to think about is, you know, these street signs. I drive between Madison and Milwaukee and the Dells quite often, and I see these the same street signs, and I have for many, many years, okay? And I wonder why it wouldn't be a good idea for a country band, a Madison country band, to assume a false identity and name themselves, ready for this? Dane DeForest and the Lodi Arlington Band.
Nice.
Huh? Wouldn't that say Wisconsin country?
Big time.
Dane DeForest and the Lodi Arlington Band. Now,
that's got a good ring.
Yeah. You got a guy singer, he's Dane DeForest. And the Lodi
Arlington. And
if you want to go the other way towards Milwaukee, there's Marshall Deerfield.
Oh, okay.
Marshall Deerfield is an exit over there, and you could be Marshall Deerfield in the Lodi Arlington Band, or the Dane DeForest Band.
I like Dane DeForest.
I do too.
That's the way.
That's the country name, isn't it? So is Marshall, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Marshall DeForest, maybe. I don't know. It could be.
Doesn't sound as cool.
No, Marshall. Dane DeForest and the Lodi Arlington Band, and the other thing I wanted to talk about, you know, you guys, it's getting cold, and. People don't know how to drive in the winter. I don't care how many years you've lived up here. There's people. I remember going to a show at the Potawatomi Casino some years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, and it was very icy, sleeting, icy, you know. And we're going slowly, probably 45 or 50 miles an hour on the interstate, right? And my wife was here. I'm driving, and suddenly. There's a black Explorer sliding sideways past us. We're going 45, so he must have been going 55 or 60, sliding sideways. So drive safely, everybody. We talked about Fats Domino last week, and if I get time, I'm gonna tell you about. A whole heck of a lot of Fats Domino hit songs that you know that you don't think about when you think of Fats Domino. Also, I just recently bought the new Dan Brown book, Origin. And, you know, he wrote the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons and all those books that were wonderful and made terrible movies. Tom Hanks, if you read these books, you know Tom Hanks isn't the guy. For to be Robert Langdon in these books and these movies, but he's a big star, and you can't argue that if they needed him to get these movies made, so be it. And him and Ron Howard are good friends. Anyway, We had some other plans for today that we were going to try to do, but they involved me asking my friend Erica Olson to join me in the studio, and they've evolved into kind of, we just want to bring her on and introduce you to her and talk to her a little bit about her band and her background. And I don't know why we couldn't bring her on right now. She might even sing. I do have my keyboard here, so we can take requests. And Mike, how would I see on here if they were on live now? But I don't see the comments. Do I have to scroll down? Yeah, I bet I have to scroll down. I've never used this big monitor that's always sitting in the shot.
But just now click on the video and make
it
big.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Now I see. Some people have already written. Karen and Jim. Jim Armstrong has written, I've driven through all of those towns back in the day. So Dane DeForest and the Lodi Arlington Band. I might have to just make a country record. You know, write a country song.
I think so.
And record it and invent a band. It's not even a real band.
Right.
But this Lodi, and I'll be singing the Dane DeForest parts. Somebody else will be in the band. We can get anybody to play on it. And maybe I'll write a song, a country song that we can do. And we'll make it sound like 70s rock, like all country music does. And I'll do the real twangy vocal that goes, yeah, I was driving through Interstate 90 in Wisconsin, and I was singing to the radio. And we got past Dane DeForest, and I found myself a name. I don't know what it would be, but I would have to use that voice anyway. Anyway, Erica Olson is here. Hey, Erica, are you out there still? Did she hightail it? Maybe she did, because the front part of that show was so unslick that maybe she did leave. Have a seat. Now, do you want to be a profile or three quarters? Or see, there's the camera. Right there's the camera, right there. Show me. I do have a best side. I have a good side and a bad side. Oh, yeah, okay. You want to look straight ahead?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to bring you into this song. Turn that sucker up, man.
These are mine?
Yeah, no, these are yours. Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear that song? Yeah, how's the level?
It's a little quiet. Yeah.
That's me. I think this is you. Is it you?
Oh, yep, that's good.
All right. Yeah. I think my friend Dennis was talking last night at dinner. We talked about this song, "Baby, It's You" by Smith. This is one of the rockinest. Leave it up for a little bit. One of the rockinest women vocals. I always thought as a kid that rock and roll was for guys. But this is one of those songs that really changed my mind, and it's girls can rock plenty. And this is the song. It's called "Baby, It's You," and it's actually a Burt Bacharach sound. You don't know that, but it is. And it's been done by everybody from the Crystals to the Beatles to... Let me forget rocks. Wait a minute. I'm going to lean on your band, the Retrospects, to learn this tune. All but right. He was saying, my friend last night was saying, that he thought that we should rattle Holland Zander's cage. You know, Robin's daughter is a friend of mine. She comes up and sings with me quite a lot. And she has a great voice for that, too. She's got that husky, raspy voice. And she could, and it could be an original song for you guys. Because people that you play for probably wouldn't know it. Anyway, Erica, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, fine.
Brilliant Mr. Beebe.
No. Keep those brilliant comments until you find out how this goes, because it might not be all that good. Erica Olson is the lead singer, one of the two lead singers. They have a male and a female lead singer in the Retrospects, a band out of Madison that does fabulous classic rock covers. I've known of them for, 3 or 4 years now. I met him up in the Dells at the Baja Cantina at the Keg, where they play kind of regularly in the summer. And the Retrospects are, they're busy in the summer. And they're they got a cool gig coming up November 4th at the Great Dane in Hilldale, which is got to be a classy place to play. I mean, I've never been asked to play.
Well, not when we play there, but. No.
You fix all that classy stuff. But anyway, tell us who's in this band. I know some of the guys' name, but I'm not sure.
Sure. So we have Kurt Quickle is our guitar player, a good friend of yours. Mm-hmm. Our keyboard player is Dr. Paul West, as you always say. Yeah. Dr. West.
Yeah, he is. Doctor of Chemistry, working in research, yeah, and he's a keyboard player.
And just a killer musician.
Rockin'.
He's a real backbone to, the real key to us getting that authentic sound. We try to play everything as close to the record as possible, and all those keyboard sounds, everything that you hear in the record, he nails it. So that's really, he's an important part. Our other singer's name is Thomas Morgan. He from the Lodi, the Lodi Arlington area. I was cracking up out there. He's talking Lodi Arlington band.
Maybe he'll be Dane DeForest.
He really rounds out our sound. Having the both of us sing allows us to do such a wide range of music, such a wide range. And he's got a killer Bon Scott. So
yeah, he does. He does AC/DC. Yeah. All those.
Or Brian Johnson, I suppose.
I like guys who can sing high like Thomas does. Mm-hmm. But I want it to sound like it hurts. You know, he doesn't. He's like Steve Perry. Has a pretty high voice, you know, the Journey guy.
Yeah.
But Lou Graham and
so you're like a
Bon
voice
Scott,
masochist.
No, but I want it to sound like he's working. You know, if he's going to hit those notes, I want it to sound like it's working. But anyway, and then there's
our bass player is Greg Percy, mm-hmm. who also runs. He does these shows called Art Teaches, goes around to elementary schools and does music shows with young students. So he was an art teacher, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I think, songs in the key of art. That is what's...
Oh, cool.
Yes. And I'm glad I pulled that out.
He still does
it? So he would not be mad at me.
He still does it?
He does, yeah.
Cool. Well, Erica, and I'm hoping... I got my keyboard here, so I'm hoping that you will sing something before we're done. But this is not your first band. I asked you this quite some time ago.
Well, I also have to say Ted.
Yeah.
I forgot about Ted.
Yeah. Ted, the drummer.
Now he's going to kill me.
He's a fabulous drummer and a great guy.
He is. You know, he's such a natural talent. He's not an experienced drummer. He's just one of those guys that has all those things living in his head, and they just come out perfectly all the time. He's consistent.
Yeah.
And just a really cool guy. A
metronome, too. He's really solid with the tempos. But you were in a band before this band.
Uh-huh.
And musical theater is in your background. What was the name of that band that you were in before?
I spent a year with the Volcanics.
And they played what kind of music?
More of a funk, blues, kind of soul band. Still covers, but definitely a little more funk-based.
Right.
Which is kind of where I live.
Yeah.
My own personal taste.
You know, I've asked some people about you because you didn't always sing the gutsy blues kind of things,
no,
did you? Where did you get your real musical start?
Well, I started singing about 14, I would say, and just doing classical operatic pieces.
Classical?
Voice lessons and, all that good stuff and had...
Well, your dad was a musician, right?
Yes, yep. So
that
I
was
did...
your first influence.
Yes, he definitely was my first influence. He is was a guitar player in an AC/DC tribute band for the majority of my childhood.
Very cool.
Still is a full-time musician, plays bass for What is the name? Yeah, now I lost
Take
it.
Take a deep breath.
I just made sure that I was going to mention it. And yeah. I can't remember.
Well, now why is he not in an AC/DC tribute band anymore?
That
would have to be a big dough.
You know, he. So he lives in the Sacramento area in California, and really. What's hot out there is the modern kind of rock country, you know, like you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so he does that now, kind of. They stay real busy. They did
rock country thing.
Yeah, you know, like modern country.
He wasn't doing that when you fell in love with Don Henley, though, was he?
No, I did that. That was just all on my own.
That was just me.
He's my future husband.
Oh, yeah, Don Henley, yes.
Yeah, I said he's only 70. It can still happen.
Okay.
I
asked you what your first influence, main influences are in your music, and you named guys.
Yeah.
You named, Don Henley and David Bowie was one?
Yeah, David Bowie, I cite him as a musical influence for the simple fact that, I mean, A, he made it totally cool to be weird.
Yeah.
And I'm totally,
right.
I love that. And the other thing is that it doesn't matter what he's singing or where or when, you always know that that's him. And I hope that, you know, my voice has that unique quality where, you know, maybe someday people might be able to recognize.
I think it could. And maybe if you got a song, original song that was your song, and you did it with Retrospects guys or with some other guys, studio guys, then if you sang it your way, instead of doing the covers like you guys do so well, you could maybe find that voice and be that person that you could recognize every time you heard that voice, and you would. That would be cool. It'd be something I've strived for, a kind of a goal that I've shot for my whole life and have never done it myself either. I'm kind of a parrot, and like you say, well, you are. You know, I don't know. Somebody in your band has decided that you're going to do these songs exactly like the records before you joined them. Mm-hmm. You've been with them a while, but there was. Retrospects before you joined.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, ever since I was a kid, I loved these records so much that I wanted to make them sound just like the records, you know. And it was the only one way to do them is the way they were originally done.
Yeah.
Lots of people do versions of these songs and make them their own, but I never felt that. I never could improvise that way. You're also a hairdresser, and you have years in the musical theater. You play the drums, and I'm going to ask you some more about that. Let's go to a quick break, Mike. And can you play that Smith song again? I hope to heck that Holland is listening, and that you guys get in a fight. And you've met Holland.
No,
you sang.
We would never fight.
I know, but you maybe you both. Both bands could do it because she is 100 miles from here.
Well, not only is she a fantastic singer, she's just the coolest chick.
Yeah,
like, we wouldn't fight.
Yeah, and
we'll collaborate. We'll do it together.
You said you could. that Bowie gave you a license to be weird. Well, you're not very weird, but she kind of is.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think you're weird. I don't know you as weird. Maybe you're weird inside. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Brian Beebe Show, MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Is that 60s music? Is that the Beatles? They did a cool version of Baby It's You Too. And one of their very first recordings was sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Is it true what they say about you? They say you'll never, never be true. Oh, somebody's calling it. And I don't have my keyboard. You got my keyboard, Mike? Mike Brockenfeld in the studio, pushing the buttons and sliding the sliders and taking your phone calls. Who's on the phone?
Ted.
Ted?
Oh,
oh my God.
He's calling to yell at me because I forgot him.
Is this the Ted from the Retrospects?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Yeah, nice to talk to you, man.
Good to be talked to.
She did mention you, though.
Who did?
You know, Erica's here, and she did mention you.
Hi, Teodoro.
I asked her who was in the band, and before she got to you, I interrupted her and talked about something else, but she did mention you. Do you have a question or comment for Erica, your singer?
For Erica, my singer?
Yeah.
I was just hoping she was going to be there Saturday night, you know?
Mm-hmm. it's always a gamble. You just never know.
No, I bet she's the most solid person in the band, I'll tell you. But
I don't know about that.
You have played at the Great Dane before, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Yeah? How does it usually go? Is it a big place, a small place?
It's a medium-sized place. It's fun to be there. It's a neat environment, but you just never know. The crowd can be hit or miss. Sometimes it's a good night, and sometimes it's a little on the...
Yeah,
on the light side, but it's always fun to play there.
Do you get to hit those drums hard? Is it that kind of a place? Or do you have to keep
Well, Bobby, our sound guy, always tells me to lay off there because there's so much glass that it just kind of reverberates around.
The
cymbals
are hard to mic, man. They just they never come through right if you mic or record cymbals.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's no fun for me to play there. I have to play with little kitty hands, so.
Put mittens on, yeah. And what about this? You got to be excited about this gig at the Hody Bar. December.
Oh, the Hody is always 1st? Fun to play.
Yeah, that's a rocking place, man.
Yeah,
such a
that's
fun
a crazy
crowd.
Place to play.
Right, man. Hey, Ted, are you kind of pissed that they don't let you sing?
No, not really. I know a lot of people say that I should have a mic, but. You know, we have some really excellent singers, and I'm usually pretty busy during shows anyway that I don't mind not singing during our shows.
Well, drummers, I was always amazed that drummers could, here's your hands and feet going at these rhythms, and then your vocal might have to be another rhythm altogether, you know, or syncopated with this, you know? And I could never do it.
Well, I have sung in other bands playing the drums, and it depends on the song. Some I can do, and some it's like, wow, no, I can't do that at the same time. It doesn't work. So I'm impressed by, you know, Sting, who plays the bass and sings everything, or Clapton, who's an incredible guitar player and sings a bunch. You know, those guys that's crazy nuts, those guys that do that.
You seem to have forgotten Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five.
Well, you know.
He's a drummer that sang, man. And so there's quite a few of them. That's unbelievable.
Yvonne Helm?
Yeah.
Don Henley?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I know another drummer that sings.
Yeah.
I know you're Don Henley. You love Don Henley, Erica.
I know.
And she is a drummer that sings. Now, can you sing while you're playing?
No. Mm-mm.
You have
no.
to play drums or sing.
Yeah.
Both.
And okay. I only do either of them, like, you know, just at like a medium level. Oh, it doesn't.
No, the singing, you're definitely above medium. The drumming, I don't know.
No.
Maybe you're a medium drummer. You
I don't care how good of a drummer she is. She's a heck of a singer.
Yeah, she is. Would you ever let her play drums on one, Ted?
Oh,
you know
I
what?
Wouldn't.
I would if she wanted to, but
no,
I don't know if she wants to.
Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Guy sit in.
Okay,
I did let one guy sit in one time at a show, but he was a friend of mine, and Kurt knew him too, so
yeah.
they allowed it. But otherwise, we don't usually allow that to happen, except for like Brian Beebe gets
yeah,
to get up.
Brian Beebe gets to get
yes.
up and do one or two when you're playing the Dells. I don't go very far to hear you. Well, because you're always playing the same nights as I do, but I get
yeah,
off early
exactly
enough
right.
to go and hear you guys. Well, thanks for checking in, man.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Brian.
I want to talk to Erica a little bit more, and then we're going to talk about something else here, too. What did you think? Hey, Ted?
Yes.
What did you think about my Dane DeForest and the Lodi Arlington Band idea? Did you hear that?
What did you do? I didn't hear
that. Oh, you just tuned in just when you called, right?
I did. I'm sorry.
I'll fill him in on Saturday.
No, I'm not going to go through it again. But anyway... okay, and you know, I was going to talk about some Halloween stuff that's left over too, but I'm going to let you go, Ted, and hoping that we get a couple more calls. The number here is 608-210-1667. You can call in, request a song, or comment, or ask a question of either one of us. We have in the studio with us Erica Olson from the Retro Specs Band, and it's R-E-T-R-O hyphen S-P-E-C-S.
Z.
S-P-E-Z.
Yeah, I forgot the hyphen.
S-P-E-C-Z.
Oh, no, I don't believe there's no hyphen.
Okay.
I didn't see
it. Is it all one word?
No.
It's two words.
It's two
and
words.
And S-P-E-C-Z.
If you spell it with an S, Greg tells me that it's a glasses company in California.
Okay.
If you go with an S, so put the Z on there.
I got it.
You'll know you're in the right spot.
But the logo is old-looking glasses, and they tell you the name of your the stuff that you're doing in the title. It was really cool. Who's on the phone, Mike?
Karen.
Karen? Hello, Karen.
Hello, Brian.
Hi. Who is this? Karen, you know where you are very late for your appointment. I can't tell you what we were going to do, but you're really late for your appointment.
Yeah, I apologize. So as much that I'd love to speak with you, I'd really like to talk to Erica.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all right?
You've talked to
Erica,
me enough.
First of all, I'd like to apologize for not meeting my appointment today, and maybe we can do it again some other time.
Absolutely.
But I do have a few questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say is that I saw you sing at Brian's birthday party at Sorrento's for the very first time, and I loved you.
Yeah.
Well, that was
so
fun.
So my questions are, what is your most requested song that you get personally? How many times have you sung it? And what's your favorite song? And then of the two, could you sing one of them?
Do you realize that's four questions, Karen?
Well, she said a few. She prefaced it with a few.
Right. What was the first one, Karen? What's your favorite?
Her most requested song.
Give us that.
Well, Brian, since I met you, I think the most requested song is Natural Woman. But you know, before that, before I was in bands and everything, I just, I would do karaoke and just sing. A lot of people asked me for Lady Marmalade.
Mm.
I sing that one still, and that's been my winner at a couple karaoke contests.
Do a murderous.
It's
what's her
murderous.
What's her name?
Well, so Patti LaBelle did it. But I actually do the modern version with Christina Aguilera and Pink and Maya. Yeah.
All right.
And I do the rap and everything, which.
All right. What was the second part of that, Karen?
How many times have you sung the song, do you think?
My gosh. 25 in front of people, you know, I mean, probably more than that. But yeah, I think every time I come up to Sorrento's, I do Natural Woman for sure.
And that's only been like,
once or twice. You don't come in there very often. But, and what was the third part, hon?
It was, can you sing either song?
Oh, would you now sing it? I couldn't right play. Now? I couldn't play Lady Marmalade for her, but I could do a Natural Woman.
Yeah, all right.
Are you there, Karen?
I'm here. I'm okay. Here.
Was there any? Waiting. Was there anything more you wanted to talk to Erica about, or was it? Do we?
I just want to say in advance that I think you're fabulous. You're going to sing it fabulous, and thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Is that it, Karen?
That is it.
Goodbye. And
all right.
I'm glad you traveled safely.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Anybody else on the phone right now, Mike?
Sometimes.
All right, we're going to get some people calling in. It's 608-210-1667. For questions and comments for Brian or for Erica, I wanted to mention, too, again, that we're brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, and they have a fabulous concert scheduled for this Saturday night, Zeno and Joe. And if I have some time at the end of the end of the show, I want to talk a little bit about my old friend Zeno and about Monk's. But in the meantime, I wanted to get Erica's... I knew you, but I didn't know you until we talked a little bit. And I didn't know you were a drummer, and you just do it for fun, but you've done it for since you were, what, four?
Pretty
Five
young.
5 years old?
Pretty young.
And then played in a high school band and marching band and stuff in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read drum music, but you can't read regular music. Me
yeah,
neither.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I remember my dad sat on the floor with his guitar listening to the CD. That's how he learned to play songs, and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, just listen to it and remember. And
there was 22 years of theater, serious theater, musical theater. You even did a 70s, psychedelic 70s version of A Midsummer's Night Dream, Shakespeare.
Yeah. You know, my...
Does that sound cool or what? How did that go?
That was a brilliant production. The best thing about Shakespeare stories is that the stories themselves are so true, they're so relatable that you can pull them
to any era.
Yeah, you can put them in any context, in any era, in any anything, and the stories just still ring so true.
Now, you started in theater when you were six.
I did.
And then you had your first lead when you were 11.
Mm-hmm.
But in you did a classical the Magic Flute in high school, right?
Yep.
What did you play in that?
We didn't put on the musical. I just performed a selection from it.
Okay.
I decided I really wanted to stretch my wings there and do something that was really challenging.
But you did community theater, and you
mm-hmm.
did. What was the one that you did it when you were six? What could you have possibly...
It was called Rockin' Bernie's Nursery Rhymes.
Okay.
I remember it.
I like the name of it.
It was like a funny, you know, goofy takes on nursery rhymes. I was Mary that had the little lamb, and I talked about making it into shish kebab.
You did not.
Yeah, that was the...
The six-year-old with the lamb was going to make it into shish kebab.
Yeah.
And then you... You had your first lead at 11, years old. Your lead in what kind of a play was that?
So that was just a community, you know, small community theater. I should preface this by saying I really only do small community theater productions where, you know, we all make our own costumes and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Not
what?
Any kind of a... It's been amazing. I ran a children's theater program in Portage, started acting in it, went through it, became a director in it, and now some of the kids that I had, those 8 to 13 year olds that I had as kids, are in college studying acting, and I just love seeing their careers are really growing, and they're doing like really great, amazing theater. So
really?
I like
cool.
to watch them. And
Something that's seems to be a recurring theme in here is that you do adaptations
of children's stories, and I noticed that one of your productions was Into the Woods. Mm-hmm. Isn't that that movie that Meryl Streep was in?
Yeah, they did a feature film version. The Broadway show was hugely successful, so they made it into a movie, and Meryl Streep did a fantastic job in that.
Was she the evil witch?
She was, yeah.
Are you often the evil witch in these plays?
Yeah, I get totally typecasted.
Why? Now, why?
I'm mean.
You're not.
Oh, here's something interesting, though. So, years ago, in high school, I was blonde, like I am now. Mm-hmm. Then, I colored my hair red, like how when you first met me.
Yeah.
And right then, you know, about 17, then all of a sudden, the types of roles I got changed because of my darker hair and I have an older stage presence. So all of a sudden I was like always Rizzo and never Sandy. So maybe now I can go back. Now I'm blonde again.
Did you ever do Grease?
No, I've never been
Rizzo, Sandy. They got one going, some version of that going on up in the Dells right now with Frankie Avalon.
Really?
Yeah, Frankie Avalon's doing the Beauty School Dropout, like you did in the movie, in just a couple of days of this Grease production up there.
Well, I'm not a Beauty School Dropout.
Very, very cool. No, you're a
Beauty School graduate.
In fact, I forgot to mention that you work in a salon. You're a hair stylist,
yep.
And I guess it's not just stylist. Kurt Quickle says you are, well paid. You're an artist. You don't just cut hair.
I color hair mostly.
Yeah.
I really.
What's the name of this salon?
It's Rose Gold Studio. It's my own studio. I opened it back in May. After 8 years working for someone else, I decided it was time to do my own thing.
Where is it?
It's on the west side of Madison on Yellowstone Drive.
That's kind of off from Mineral Point?
Yep, between Mineral Point and Odana there. And it has opened up endless creativity for me, freedom to really do the kind of hair that I want, freedom of schedule. It's really been a pretty amazing journey so far.
Yeah, and you took clients from the studio that you left.
I did.
You stole some. That's the way they always do.
I didn't steal them. Well, they followed me willingly.
Well, yeah. You just had to tell them that you had your own studio, and they just all came over there.
Well, it's because I have beer and wine. That's all I had. That's all I had to tell them, and they were like, "When's my next appointment?"
Mike might actually get his hair cut for some beer and wine, right?
Not that much of it.
Yeah, get a trim for some beer and wine. Exactly how much wine is exactly how much hair he's going to allow you to take off?
That's reasonable.
If you give him this much wine, he'll let you take this much, and then they like it. Anyway, that's
cut off a whole spotted cow's worth of hair.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I have a request to do. You don't know it had to be you, do you? It had to be you. It had to be you.
That's about as much as I know
I
of
wanted
it.
Around. All right, I'll leave that one for myself. You got a good level on her to sing this song? Let's do this song. Let's do this song because I think we've talked about it. You got some reverb on that we don't need, or should I just? Let me see. It's pretty echoey here. I'll just take the strings out of it. We've been talking about this song, so I think we gotta play it. I hope I can do this. There we go.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. For the day I met you, life was so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel like a natural woman.
How are we doing so far?
My soul was in the long lost and found. Oh, you came along to claim me when I never knew what was wrong with me.
Yeah.
Until your kiss helped me name it. And I'm no longer wondering what I'm living for. And if I make you happy, I don't need to do much. You make me feel, you make me feel. So you make me feel like a natural woman.
It's not easy to sing sitting down.
Well, when I stand up, I'm not that much taller.
Oh, I know.
Does that really matter?
You're not, in my case, because I'm fat, I cover up my diaphragm gets crushed by all my extra fat on me. And it's hard. I mean, I like to sing standing.
Is that a scientific fact?
You know, I don't know. Diaphragm getting crushed by extra fat? No, probably not. But anyway, Erica, you stay if you want to. I'm going to wrap up the show after this.
Sure.
Let's do one more break. Can we do one more break and a little bit of segment? Okay, we're going to take a little break. Thank you very much to Erica Olson, everybody. And I hope you'll still call in and clap, 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 or say thank you, or how wonderful you thought her song was, and. I'll be back for, like Mitch says, with some final thoughts.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
I like that. Stay for just a second.
Imagine me.
Are you on?
Sorry.
Are you there? Are we back? Hey, I forgot to ask Erica the address of the studio, but I guess you can look it up online, but she can tell you just as easy. What do you...
Yeah. Oh, it's 501 South Yellowstone of the studio. It is... you can find it on Facebook, Rose Gold Studio.
Uh-huh. And we were talking on the break about the... the Patti LaBelle song, Lady Marmalade, that she sings. And she said she's won karaoke contests. Did you have to dress up?
No.
You just
I mean, I suppose I could have.
You didn't, but she won big dough on a karaoke contest singing the Lady Marmalade song. And I would love to hear you sing that one sometime. You know what key you did it?
No.
But
let's see.
I don't know good enough to even think it, but I sure like that song.
Mama loved down at old Moulin Rouge, studying her stuff on the street. She said, hello, hey Joe, you want to give it a go?
Yeah! Oh,
we'll,
I gotta
we'll
hear.
We'll go put that on the back burner.
I gotta hear you. I gotta hear you do that sometime. You know, I was gonna do some carryover stuff from Halloween, but it's a little too dark. If I would have mentioned that at the beginning of the show, maybe if I get time, I'll do it. But that's really shocking stuff that happened to me back in the late 70s. One particularly shocking thing that I might share with you, I might just tease you for another show. By the way, we've talked about so many different kinds of things on this show, and I've had a lot of people promise to call in, but they just don't, Mike. I don't know. I'm about to give this crap up. If it wasn't for Erica, I wouldn't even be doing this show. I'm telling you. Erica said she was coming, so I said, well, I'm going to at least get her on and get her talking about things. But what was the other thing? Oh, well, that's I'm not going to tell you about the Halloween thing, but maybe I will. Anyway, is somebody on the phone?
Yeah, Mitch. Oh, Mitch, give us a call.
Okay, Mitch. Hey, is this Mitch Hank?
It is. And how do you attract all these beautiful women? I see you in the studio. You're like Elvis.
No.
You're like Tom Jones.
No.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Ooh,
I mean, you have all these women.
Engelbert, what's his name?
Beautiful, beautiful women. I think he produced several children with his groupies over the years.
No, no, never. You know, I have groupies, but they don't perform those... particular groupies services that you
no,
heard
about.
No, but
I will say, Erica, I didn't mean to say you're a groupie. You're very talented.
No, she's talking.
I'm like, oh, let's let this unfold.
No,
here.
You would be exempt from that.
Yeah, you were actually talking.
You got a beautiful voice. Erica's got a cross between Janis Joplin and Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, and with a little Aretha in there, you know.
The little Aretha's right.
Oh my goodness, that's quite a compliment.
Yeah.
I'll take that and run with it.
Yeah, but
Aretha, Janis, and Bonnie.
Yeah.
Wow. And thank you.
You're talking to a serious musician. Mitch has been doing a Sinatra tribute show, Mitch Hank and the Big Show, for a long time. And I met you, gosh, I would say 10 years ago at the Ivory Room Piano Bar, and you used to come in and request Sinatra and Tony Bennett. I remember you came in with one particular pretty girl, and then the week later you would come in like with another pretty girl. I think we're
getting into too much information.
There was a third one. I remember you came in two or three different times, and it was never the same girl. I think one of them might have been
like a Mormon.
No, you were, one of them was a.
I don't know if there was probably anything Mormon about it.
No, I think there was.
I feel like one of the Osmonds.
Wasn't there a Terry Barr was one of them, I think, though.
Oh, Terry Barr. Well, yeah, she's happily married.
And she wasn't any kind of groupie. She just, you guys used to be on WIBA together, right?
Actually, we used to work at a TV station in Green Bay, and she's married to my good buddy Brian Messmer, who's a photojournalist. But you mentioned that because back in the day when I was 100 pounds lighter on the news, I would take dates up to the roof at the comedy club and show them the moonlight. It was kind of a nice little thing. And then when I gained 100 pounds, I would take bachelorette parties up there, and they'd cry on my shoulder about their husbands and boyfriends. So I went from Casanova to Dr. Phil.
Yeah. After you gained 100 pounds, you said, can I take you halfway up to the roof? And we could just, I'd like to take you guys halfway up to the roof. I would go all the way.
You said,
Yeah.
You said a phrase a minute ago that I shouldn't even be doing this.
What?
And that
yeah.
reminded me of Bob Newhart. You know Bob Newhart,
yeah.
the old comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Letterman when he was 80 years old.
Goodness.
And at 80 years old, he told the joke, a guy was making love to his boss's wife,
uh-huh.
and she said, kiss me, and he said, we shouldn't even be doing this.
He did? That's a little risque. That's a little risque.
At age 80,
That sounded kind of like my dentist joke. Did I ever tell you my dentist joke? It was kind of like, yeah, she said, kiss me. I can't kiss you. I've taken an oath. I've got a license. I can't kiss you. She said, no, come on, kiss me. He says, I can't kiss you. In fact, and then you fill in the blank, you know. I shouldn't even be doing this, yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't mean to lower the standards of the show.
We've done that already. Hey, but I wanted to just finish my thought about Mitch is my mentor. He's been doing the broadcasting and the podcasting for a long time. And early last year when I was so fortunate as to be mentioned by Cheap Trick and their Rock and Roll Hall of Fame acceptance speeches, all of a sudden I was instantly in the newspaper, and they wanted me on the radio, and I got on Mitch's show, and it was so fun that he convinced me to have my own show.
We had a good time. I think what has to happen, I think we're in the podcast world where pretty soon it's going to be all on demand on your phone. I mean, we're kind of transitioning into that culture as we go.
Well, you know, I wanted to do a little bit of talking about podcasting on one of my shows recently, because you know it's something that, although everybody has done one or has heard one, people don't really know what it is and what it can be, you know.
Well, marketing is key, and that's what I'm trying to put together. But I think you got to let people know where you are. That's important. So that's
right.
a challenge.
But the pretty part about it is, and Mitch is the owner of MadisonTalks.com, and what happens is you can listen to whatever show you want, whenever you want, 24/7. It's not like the old days when you had, if you liked a particular speaker or a host of a show, you had to tune in when they were on.
Right, right.
And if you missed it, you missed it, because there was no recording of these shows back when
we
were kids.
The millennials are into that. I mean, everything's 24/7 with millennials.
Yeah,
that's why ratings for the Olympics were down, because people would watch it when they wanted. They'd watch it in real time. So.
Oh, really?
Is
that so?
Happening.
I didn't know that.
I think football suffers from that too, because people just DVR the games. And
NFL
Red Zone.
I'm guilty of that. Yeah.
NFL Red Zone's the best, though.
Yeah, it is. But I do tape the Badgers and the Packer games and watch them, and zap through the commercials. You know, that's why they. That's why the end of broadcast TV and cable TV is coming because everybody can zap through the commercials, you know.
Exactly.
And I'm very, very sorry. I'm gonna be your sidekick on your show at 5 o'clock. I don't know if you know that.
You're great. I mean, you're better than George Fenneman for Groucho Marx.
Well, it doesn't take much to be better than him, does it? He was a stiff.
No, but
he was a stiff.
Yes, but Groucho was like 80 on the Tonight Show, and he's sitting next to a beautiful woman, and Johnny said, say the secret word, Groucho will take you home, and Groucho said, my dressing room's not good enough.
My dressing room. But no, and one of the things that you said you might want to talk about is the Kevin Spacey shock, huh?
Oh, yeah.
House of Cards is going to be over? Oh, my God. It's just.
And pedophilia is no laughing matter, but I'm upset because they're going to take my favorite show up here.
I know. I would tell you a colorless joke, a terrible joke. I'll tell it to you between shows.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not for public consumption. But anyway, can we? You're going to mention that Keller's Real Estate is giving you the space here, and I've never said that before, because you're on. I'm going to say thank you to them, and thank you to Mike Brockenfeld in the control room. Screening your calls. We don't want all the nutballs
I'll start letting more of them through.
Yeah, we need some calls.
That's really
Spice this up.
Yes, and a big thank you to Erica Olson for being our in-studio guest today. And once again, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill. They have a concert coming up this Saturday night with Zeno and Joe. Zeno is the lead, original lead singer of Cheap Trick. And an old buddy of mine, I've known him since high school, and actually since we were kids, we were in different bands together. And Joe is a concert master over in Milwaukee, and they make a big noise, the two of them. Saturday night at Monk's at the Wilderness in the basement. And Sorrento's at the Wilderness, where I play four nights a week. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next time.